WSHF 567, monitoring.
WRWB 489. What's going on there, Sam?
Not much, Mike, just listening. Hope you have a good day, and I hope you had a good day yesterday, no doubt about it. WSHF 567, listen.
Everything was good.
I live in this Iron Maiden, so I gotta be by my windows, otherwise my radio don't work.
I'm getting in right now. I can hear you just fine.
Yeah, 10-4. That's because I'm sitting up at the windows.
Copy that. Yeah, everything was good this weekend. No issues.
Okay, is the frequency in use? WSHM 738.
Just Sam and I are out here talking. That's all. Go ahead, Sam.
Call WSHF 567.
Yeah, good morning, Sam. Good morning, Mike. Another beautiful Monday.
What is it, just another manic Monday?
Yeah, I don't know if it's manic or not yet, but it could get that way. Sam, what's the program today? You got lots of things to work on?
No, actually, I got a dirt bike coming today, and I got four customers coming to pick up their machines, so, you know, it is what it is. It's a waiting game.
Okay, very good. Mike?
Hold on, we had a breaking station coming there, well, Sam was talking. Go ahead.
I didn't hear that, I only heard Sam.
Well, I guess it was nothing then. Anyway, everything's going to be fine today. Just a light workload and that's about it.
Okay, you're listening elsewhere. I'm listening on the other one, Detroit. But I would have think if you heard something, I'm not sure what you heard. I didn't hear anything. So be cautious of the threat you were given about your neighbor, you know, getting a GMRS radio and they were going to jam you there. So maybe you heard something on the output. I don't know. Pay attention, though.
Would try ruining it for everyone.
They're already doing it.
Well, it's unfortunate, you know, because people put time and resources into something like this. And, you know, then it turns into this. Ay, ay, ay. Well, there's always going to be tomfoolery anywhere you go, I guess. Doesn't matter.
Just pay attention if it's happening on the output. In other words, on 462.675. So if anything on the input, I would have heard it, and I didn't catch anything. But you never know, Mike. So just pay attention. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. No. I'm well aware of what, anyway, but, yeah, it's just sad and unfortunate. You know, there's a lot of people out here that don't even want to deal with that kind of stuff, and here it comes here, you know, anyway, but she's talking about this all day long, and it's not going to get anywhere. Anyway, so on your way to work?
I am. I'm actually hearing another repeater come in here. Not sure if I'm triggering it or if it's just in there. I think I'm triggering it wherever it is, so it's a little bit of a band opening, I believe. When this one drops, I can hear it, so hang on a minute. Give us 10 seconds before you guys key up here. Yeah, I'm not sure what I'm hearing. There's something in there, though. So, something out there in the distance, but a little bit of an opening, I'm sure. Now I have my radio outside in the backyard.
Key up while you were talking.
You and Sam doubled with the audio. Sam's on Detroit here on Mount Clemens, Mike. What'd you say, Sam? I'm outside in the backyard. Pretty nice out, isn't it? Not too bad.
What I was saying, Paul, is that when you were keyed up talking, somebody was keying up the Mount Clemens.
Well, they can key up, so the audio would mix. If they're not saying anything, you might hear something, but if they're not saying anything, you know, who knows? And that may have been somebody on the output of this repeater I was hearing keying up. I don't know. Tough to keep track of it all.
Sometimes you'll get deviation from another frequency that kind of bleeds over, and they're just talking simplex, like these stores around here that use old TMRS, FRS, you know, HT. Sometimes I hear them on the store.
And now they're trying to jam you, Mike. Now they're trying to jam you. So, yeah, right, you do hear that on the output all the time. Little walkie-talkies, you know, stores, neighborhoods, parents, whatever, yeah. All right, now they're trying to jam you. I heard them key up with you on the Mount Clemens.
Tell you, RDT-509, must be a band opening. I'm hearing it legal. Sorry about that.
Yeah, what frequency are you on? The Toledo station, what frequency are you on?
What frequency?
I'm assuming Detroit.
WRWD-49 out of Clinton Township here, off the Mount Clemens repeater.
I'm thinking of it was Toledo. He was coming in through 625 Detroit, Mike, but you never know. Seem to lose him there for a minute.
Oh, now you got some reverb action going on. Yeah, I wonder who that is.
Okay, well, that's Eli and Scott Hubble. Eli Sample and Scott Hubble. This is their game plan. It's what they do. There you go. See that? Take that right down on 140 Marshall Avenue and Finance Station right there. That's what we're talking about, Sam. See, they're here. They're here and they're ruining it. That's what they do. A shame. It is a shame. It's Eli Sample and it's Scott Hubble. So that's what these idiots do. So, you know, it's a shame. They just can't leave it alone. They can't behave. They can't act right. They shouldn't have a license. And that's what it really comes down to. So.
And the thing, one's a licensed amateur operator. Yeah.
Call sign is KFADJK. Also has a GMRS license too. I forget his. WREQ something or another. Anyway, shameful. Just shameful.
607, I think.
Coffee.
Coffee's good, Sam.
I had the radio at the coffee pot making the coffee.
WSHM 738.
WRWB 489.
Looks like it's going to be a pretty nice Monday. I don't think no rain today. I think we got some coming the next two or three days, I think, but today is going to be a good day.
Yeah, that's good. Well, my grass needs to be watered anyway.
Oh, for sure, we could use a little rain.
That was the first time I walked the trails at 8th in about 8 years.
Oh, what were you doing at Yates?
Oh, we took the grandkids out for cider and donuts to walk the trail. Believe it or not, Paul, the little 2-year-old, she's almost 3, made the whole trail without whining, didn't want to be picked up or nothing. But the second oldest, man, she wanted to be picked up. She wanted to tap out.
Yeah, it's all good, though.
Facebook Monday.
You had a nice day for it. It was beautiful.
Yeah, and we did the whole trail from beginning to end.
But them themselves weren't open, were they? I mean, you know, the Yates part?
Yates is open. They were selling cider and donuts, but the press wasn't on.
Okay, that's the one, if I'm not mistaken, I mix them up sometimes. Yeah, that's the one over, like, north of over in Rochester, right?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I just drove there. It's the one on DeQuinder, you know, way down there in DeQuinder.
Yeah, that's the one. Okay, that's a good one. I've been to that one many a time. But usually, you know, around September, October, right? So traditional times. And then Blitz is another good one. That one's way north up there by Armada.
Yeah, well, our kids, when they were little, used to go to the Yates. They used to actually, you got a creek there. We used to swim in that creek when it was allowed years ago, you know, and it's not allowed anymore, but many, many, many years we've been going there, so I figured I'd take the grandkids there. Anyways, I'm being too long-winded on this thing. WSHF 567. I'm standing by.
It's all good, Sam. He's just talking, so it's all right. It's better than the alternative, apparently. That's the way I look at it, so. You had a good day with the grandkids. Happy Father's Day and all that good stuff. Go ahead, Mike. Pick it up.
You haven't been the Yates in years. It's been quite some time. But you guys are talking about Blake's. They got a new Blake's. It's up there just past Bruce Township as you're entering into what's that, Lapeer County? It's on the west side. It's a restaurant and everything. You know, they got it all, a bar, restaurant. It's all set up. It's just right up Right off Van Dyke there. 42 mile. Somewhere up that way. Before you hit Elmont.
Yeah, well, that's cool. Alright, that's good to know. Yep, it's good time up there. They got a lot of stuff for kids at the original one way up there in Armada. So, you can spend the day and have a lot of fun there.
Oh, yeah. They got two in Armada. Well, the other one that's on North Avenue, that used to be the Big Red Apple. And, of course, that farm sold out to Blake, and Blake bought it. They could expand their operations. And they're looking here to, in the next, I think, year or two, to put up the pleasantries in Mount Clemens. They're supposed to be making some new cannabis-infused hard apple ciders.
Okay, it sounds like something a crackhead would like. I don't deal with any of that stuff, so I could care less what they're doing.
I tried, and
I'm not a crackhead.
You know, THC with, you know, hard apple cider.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm definitely hearing another repeater come in. I'm hearing the idea for it, so. All right, you guys carry on. I'm almost where I need to be. You guys have a good Monday and all that good stuff. And I'm sure we'll catch you later. So take advantage of the beautiful day. That's all I could tell you. It's the only thing I do, give good advice. Are you willing to take it or not? All right, we'll see you later. You guys have a good morning. WSHM 738.
Have a good day, 738.
All right there, Paul. We'll catch you later. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by here. See if you're going to stick around, Sam.
Yeah, I'll stick around.
Yeah, the other day I ordered a new primer ball with my steel brush cutter with the T-handle, and it's, you know, the long handlebars. And, you know, it's funny, I went to Boyer & Sons, because they're a steel dealer, and they didn't have the right style of primer ball, and then they're telling me, oh, we can't order that one because that thing must be from, like, the 80s. I'm like, well, yeah, it is, but, you know, I just need a primer ball. I'm sure you got this style right. I mean, you're a steel dealer. No, we only go back 20 years.
That's how it works, unfortunately.
A lot of bacon frying in that last transmission. You want to try again?
I said they only make parts for a machine 7 years after it's manufactured.
I was able to find the right primer ball for it. It's the kind that connects to the gas tank. It's old style, you know, and then they have the one that, and of course they also made that same primer bulb where they get the primer bulb connected inside the gas tank with that collar that screws down. That's the kind I have for this thing. It works. It runs. One of my neighbors tossed it out, and I'm like, that's like a $300 machine right there in itself. And I got it to fire just, you know, because there's no fuel pressure. It doesn't stay running.
Well, one of my customers just dropped off three hedge clippers, and he gave me an Echo pair of hedge clippers, gas-powered. All it needs is a carburetor, fuel lines. You don't want to put no money into them.
I got a pair of still hedge trimmers. Gas powered. You know, I got them free. And they work. I just don't like using it because it's too damn bulky. And plus, you got to get on a ladder, you know, to trim. And I just find it easier to use the attachment on my Ralby brake shaft. It makes it easier.
These ones are cool, and you know, you could bend the pole, you know, to make it different angles.
Okay, yeah, that's how my attachment one is for my weed whacker. It does the same thing. You can adjust the pitch. And, I seem to like them better because you don't have to stand on a ladder. You can just do it from the ground, you know, reach up there.
This Barstool race is fun. You ought to come take it for a ride.
Yeah. You know, I've seen those before. My shop teacher had one. He got an old Tecumseh engine on it.
It's got dual exhausts on it. They set it up all right. Just another little toy laying around.
Oh, I have some toys around here. I just got to get some and fix them up, put them back together. I got an old 200F and a 200M ATC. What was that again?
I keep too quick. Sorry about that. I forgot I'm on a different kind of radio. I said them are three wheelers.
Yes, correct. They're Hondas. They look almost like new. I mean, and they're not, you know, brand new, of course, but they look like they're almost like brand new. They're well kept.
So they're fun little toys.
They're just old. You know, one needs a fuel line, and I think it's petcock for the one. And the other one has got to be put back together as far as the exterior plastic. And I may have to order a new gas tank for that one because I patched it up, but you know, you can only patch for so long and then it just gets to a point where it just don't want to work no more. And you can buy an aftermarket gas tank. Or if anything, I'll go to that guy up there in Emmett. I'm sure you know where that guy's at. I think it's called Eastern Michigan Cycle.
Yeah, I got their business card. Eastern Motorcycle Salvage or something. Yeah, I got their card.
Yeah, it's just right up there in Emmett.
I've been there a few times.
I've never been there, but I know everybody who has been there, they've said they've had good luck with finding parts.
My Harley plate broke and fell down on the ground while I was going up north, and a cop got behind me, made sure I was all right, and I wired it back up. When I got back up north, I went to use the motorcycle shelf, and she had my pipes for me. So I put these pipes on my pipes that day. It's always got something you need.
Yeah, I hear you there. Yeah, I got to go to that place and check them out and see. I'll probably go with my buddy, John. And I think he's got to, you know, get some parts there. He's got a, what the heck is that bike? It's from the 70s. It's a Honda, Elsmore. fun bike. Got this thing, you know, picked it up. And it looks like showroom quality. Bought it off of a kid on Craigslist. And the only thing it's missing is the original turn signals. And there was a few other minor things. And that was it.
Well, that was one of the first things to take off the bike is the turn signals.
He had planned on, you know, taking it on the road, which I wouldn't do around here, but he was looking to do that, and I'm like, you're better off going up north with it.
Sounds like you got some fun projects that you need to get done.
Yeah, I do. Anyway, there's Sam. I'm going to take a standby here. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
USHF 567. I'll be on here. You and Mike, you have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
WSEU 202, good morning to all.
WSDU 202, good morning, America. WSEU 202.
WROK 973, monitoring.
Node 7-1. 0 connected to node 700.
WSFC 902. You in there? WSFC 793.
WSEU 202. Good morning.
Contact 902. He must be out and about. Good morning, right back. What's happening?
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to break in there. I didn't quite hear the transmission. I thought you were just sending out your call.
Yeah, I was just seeing if my friend Frank was in there. He, his phone locked up yesterday. Totally locked up solid, and it won't reset. It won't do nothing. So he can't call me in the morning like usual or anything. So just seeing if he happened to be by the radio, see if he took it and got it fixed or what. There, Roger.
Hey, Roger, that I'm going to get off of here, man. The tire noise, I got the tires on this truck, man. I'm making so much noise, I can't hardly hear nothing. WSEU 202, man, and we're going to be clear. Just saying good morning to you there, Dave.
Yeah, good morning right back. Yeah, I can hear the tires, man. They're practically covering you up. They're so loud. All right, talk to you later, man. Have a good one. WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
30-inch monster mudders doing their job on this pavement for sure.
They must be doing something because, in fact, they're almost covering you up.
Yeah, I just turned the AC on. I'm going to roll the windows up here in a minute.
All right, man. I'm just going to sit in, listen, and wait for 902. I'll talk to you later.
Later, Dave. Have a good one, man. We'll talk again.
Roger, Roger.
WSFZ 793. This is WSID 817. You got your radio on?
Yeah, come on, 817, WSFZ 793.
Yeah, copy that. Sorry I couldn't stay up any later last night. I was getting real tired, and I just had to get some rest. But we're linked up now, so, how'd your Father's Day go?
Yeah, the phone call and everything lasted a little longer than I thought. Got into some heavy-duty conversation and lasted longer than I thought. And then when I got off the phone, I'm sorry, I mean, I'm one to admit my fault. I totally forgot about you, but it was, by that time you were probably gone anyway, but I totally forgot. I got off the phone and I shut all the radios down and everything and got ready for that. It was a pretty good day. I had a pretty good day yesterday. Rearranged my whole table here. Got my radios all arranged and set up nicely, and just stuff like that. They're okay.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I'm glad you had a good Father's Day. I had a busy weekend. I got Ducky evaluated. Got her first evaluation done to be a therapy dog, and she passed. And we set up another one for tomorrow, so, it was a good day yesterday. I went to the dog shelter and walked some dogs and spent most of the afternoon and evening relaxing and sitting on the radio and playing some Mario Party. But, yeah, it was a good weekend. I just wanted to catch you because I thought I heard you there. Good to hear you. Maybe we'll do it again. This is WSID 817 for radio ID.
Yeah, Roger, that. Well, that's cool. Congratulations on the dog and passing and everything. That's cool. That's good news to me, at least. Yeah, I didn't do anything spectacular. Like I said, I tore my table apart here or the top of it, got everything off of it, and then threw away whatever I didn't want and rearranged it and got my radios back up here and set them up. And it's pretty neat now, man. It's pretty easy to get to either one of them. But That was about it. Like I said, the phone call went a little longer than I thought, you know, and then when I got off the phone, I totally forgot. I just reached over, shut the gear down, and got ready for bed there, so that's the way it is. But what you got out for today?
Yeah, copy that, Dave. Don't worry at all about not getting back to me last night, because I waited a couple minutes. Some other people started talking on the frequency, and I shut it off and went to bed, so don't worry about that at all. Today, let's see, I've been working this morning. I had a meeting at 9 for a little while, and then I'll be going on a walk here in about 30 minutes with Station 305, and we got to clip Ducky's nails and file them down a little bit, and but I'll probably take it real easy this evening. You know, I'll be working all day, and then another walk, and then sitting around doing nothing this evening.
Yeah, Roger that. I forgot to mention to you, Jack heard me and you talking about your radio the other day, your Yaesu. He wants to know what it is. He asked me to ask you some questions about it. But I think it'd be better if you just got a hold of them and talked to them about it yourself. I wouldn't be able to remember all the answers and stuff. But yeah, he took a big interest in your radio. He heard me and you talking there about your radio and how you pulled the resistor or whatever. And yeah, he wanted to know. Well, first he asked me what model it was. I told him I can't remember. I don't remember the model. And then he said he had some other questions. I told him, I said, well, you're going to have to talk to him because he's the one who owns the radio. I don't.
Yeah, copy that. It was just a resistor that I had to pull out. It stopped at, I believe the standard transmit frequency stops at like maybe 450 megahertz. And it wouldn't let me transmit in GMRS frequency, so there was a resistor in there. Basically, it's no longer dummy-proof. I'm not supposed to operate this radio on high and on GMRS frequencies because it can exceed the GMRS power limit. And basically, removing that resistor allows the radio to, be outside of the FCC regulations. So, yeah, it was just a little resistor I had to pull. It was a tiny little thing. I guess some guys are taking pliers and just ripping the resistor off because it's just a surface mount resistor. But I took a soldering iron to it and melted the solder and got it out gently. And the radio seems to be working pretty good now. I had to reset it to a factory setting, reread it, reprogram it, reflash it, and it's working good now.
Yeah, Roger that. I meant to ask you that question the other day. We were talking about it. It came in my head, but then I forgot to ask you. Yeah, if it was a through-hole resistor or surface mount, you can just go in there and rip the resistor off, I suppose, you know, but I don't like that. I don't care. I don't like doing things like that. I'd rather just get the iron, you know, get a needle tip iron and just, I have irons here with needle tips and everything, and just undo it and take it off. Whether I keep the resistor or not, it doesn't matter. I would probably tape it to the inside of the underneath the cover or something just in case, but I don't believe in grabbing them with pliers or pieces or whatever and ripping them off the board. That's just no good there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. It was a tiny resistor. Like I needed a magnifying glass to identify it, and it was surrounded by other equipment too. So I had, I fired up the Weller and I had a needle point tip on it. And I was able to get on the resistor, but the entire resistor ended up melting. It kind of just disintegrated when I pushed it away from the soldering point. So there wasn't really anything. There was just basically a tiny speck of metal, if you can imagine, that was left of the resistor by the time I was done with it, which was not very long. You know, it only took a moment to melt the solder and push the resistor out of the way.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, what I worry about is tearing the pads up or something. If, I mean, I know there ain't nobody's going to get the radio from you, the next owner, and want to put it back in and disable GMRS, but it just wouldn't set right with me if them pads were all tore up from ripping them out. You disintegrated the resistor, no big deal. You can get them resistors all day long. Yeah, I used to do surface a little bit, not a lot. There was a time I could do surface with the magnifying glass and my Weller station. I've had my Weller station. I bought that thing used, I think, in like 81. I think it's a TC301 station. You change the tip to change the heat. To change the heat on, you change the tip. And I've had it all this time, and it still works. I got a needle tip for it, too, for pulling them surface mounts. But now, man, I can't do them surface mounts. Like, you can have 50 magnifying glasses in front of me, and I still can't see what I'm doing.
Yeah, copy that. It was challenging and nerve-wracking because I got the radio, and within hours I was taking the soldering iron to it because I was so put off by that limitation. So I just did it right away. I was maybe going to wait for the weekend, but I ended up doing it the same day. But yeah, I just wanted to reach out and wish you a happy Father's Day, and hope that you're doing well. It's good to hear that we're all linked up today, so... you have a fantastic day. I'm going to get ready to go for a walk here in a little while. I'm going to try and get a hold of Lori here. But it's been a pleasure, Dave, and I hope you take care. And maybe we'll do it again. I'll catch up with you again later. So this is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Yeah, Mike, good deal. Sounding good, man. Tell Lori I said hello. And happy Father's Day, hopefully, back to you and... Well, belated Father's Day. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I'm still in the fog a little bit here. I don't know what I'm going to... I know I'm going to find something to do here, but it's just a matter of looking around and trying to zero in on something. Hey, look at that. I forgot about that. Maybe I'll pick that up here and mess with it. But, all right, you take care of yourself, my friend. We'll probably talk later if we stay linked. I'm pretty sure it'll be linked for a while. If it is, we'll talk to you. Yeah, if not, you have yourself a good day there. WSSZ 793, and I'm listening.
793, this is WSAA 336, mobile and monitoring.
Hello, 336. Morning time to you.
How you doing today, Dave?
Well, I'm doing. I got another day under me here. I woke up, so that's a start. But I'm doing all right, doing pretty good. What's happening over there in Saginaw?
Oh, I just came from my loop monitor. I got a loop monitor installed a couple weeks ago. To keep an eye on my heart arrhythmia, and I just went and got a checkup. I'm still in AFib, but it's a very, he called it a monitored AFib, so I'm real low risk.
Oh, okay. Wow. How does that work, man? Is there any, like, I mean, you know, without going into all the details, how does that work? Is there like an external monitor or something that connects all that stuff?
Copy that. It's a small incision they make, and they put in this small chunk of plastic, and then I carry a phone with me, and sends all the input into the phone, and then they just at 2 o'clock in the morning they retrieve it on their website.
Yeah, Roger. That's what I was wondering. If they have any, you know, if they have any way to monitor it, yeah. It would go from there through the phone, I suppose. I don't know how that stuff works, so that's why I was, what you know, you mentioned it, and I think, you know, it makes me wonder if there's any, if there's, somebody has to monitor that stuff to make sure it's doing what it's doing there, right?
Yeah, copy that. They, morning at 2 a.m., I have to keep it right on my bedside stand, and it sends a report every day. And then he just told me that it's August 18th or so, they're going to do another one. Like, I'm not really sure. He either didn't explain it well or I didn't listen well. I don't know which is which, but he said that they do a full report at that time, but I have no idea what he means by that.
Yeah, I kind of, yeah, I see what you mean, a full report. I mean, unless they're gathering all the information, and then on the full report day, they give you the full report and say, well, we got to do this or do that. Can they make any adjustments to that through the phone or anything?
Not for the device. The device is the device. The phone has really, it basically just retrieves and sends to their website.
Yeah, right. I think I got the idea why they're saying full report now. They're gathering all the information from all that time, whatever that time frame there, and then they're going to show you what's up and what's happening, and I guess any adjustments or whatever that would need to be made or something, they'll have to go in and do it. That's my guess. But, you know, how's it working for you? I mean, you know, is it working for you?
No, it all it does is monitor my AFib. But he did mention that they could change medication, but I'm not on any medication, so I don't really understand what he's talking about. I guess August 18th, I'll find out.
Yeah, Roger, that's kind of scary. He's changed medications. When you're not on no medication, he should know that. I'm not saying you have a bad doctor or anything. Don't get me wrong. What I'm saying is if you're not on any medication, and he's talking about, you know, to see if you got to change any medications or anything, you know, him being your doctor, the heart doctor, or whatever, whoever he is, he should know that you're not on medication.
Monitoring and,
you know, if anybody knows, he knows. He should know. He's a doctor. Nah, but it ain't no big thing. Other than that, everything else all right?
Yeah, I lost you for a little bit. Copy that?
Yeah, Roger, that. I'm not sure if it's me. Sometimes, though, my mic button, sometimes, man, it's really sensitive. If I so much as touch it, the radio keys up. And then there's sometimes where I have to squeeze it kind of hard or my modulation goes out. I don't know. And there's sometimes when I'm talking, I'm not paying attention. My hand on my microphone will start relaxing and it'll start letting off the button there. Okay.
Yeah, copy that. I thought it was gremlins.
No, I put them all out the door yesterday. I got my shotgun out and I cocked it and I told them, I said, all right, man, y'all got 2 minutes, get out the door, or I'm just going to start unloading. And boy, you never seen gremlins run so fast.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I wouldn't have gave him 2 minutes, though.
Yeah, well, there were so many in here. I had to go through and find some of them were hiding in places. Man, man, I see you. Get out of there. You know, there were so many in here, I figured it would take about 2 minutes for them to get out of the room, get through the kitchen and out the back door and over the fences. So I gave them 2 minutes, you know, and it's been pretty nice now that, excuse me, boy, where am I yawning at? It's been pretty nice now that they're gone.
Yeah, roger that. I'm glad you cleaned house.
Yeah, they knocked my water over and killed my keyboard and had to get a new keyboard. And luckily it missed my microphone and a few other things. But that was it, man. Then I'm thinking to myself, one of these days, man, I'm getting these guys out of here. And since I was in the middle of cleaning and tearing things up and stuff yesterday, I thought, well, this is a good time to get them all out from their hiding places, you know, and let them know that it's business. It's Judgment Day.
Yeah, roger that. Hey, how am I sounding on this DB20 portable?
You sounded fantastic, man. Clean, nice, no bacon fry, no popping, no nothing.
Ah, that's good to hear, Dave. Well, hey, man, you have a fantastic day. I'm turning on the street I need to go on, and I'll probably catch up with you later if you're still hooked, still linked onto the old repeater. And really nice talking with you. This is WSAA 336. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Yeah, Chuck, good stuff, man. Always good talking to you. Always good to hear from you now and then. Make sure you're doing all right. You know how that works. Anyway, like I said, you're sounding good. And happy belated Father's Day. I'll throw that in. And you have yourself a good rest of the day. If we stay linked up, we'll talk later. WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
Yeah, right back at you, cowboy. Happy Father's Day to you and everybody else out there. Anybody listening, happy Father's Day yesterday. I had a great one, and I hope everybody did too. WSAA 336, and I'm clear.
Yeah, roger that.
From Whiskey Sam Charlie, Zebra 810, morning, Dave.
Oh, you're still around, man. There's a voice I ain't heard in a long time. What's up, Paige?
Good, you know, still doing, you know, tons of running around and working, work, sleep, run around, repeat, wash, rinse, whatever. Things are going good. How about you?
Things are going all right over here. Just messing around and doing a little bit of moving here and a little bit of moving there and tossing what I don't need no more, man, instead of turning looking like a hoarder around or something. Just clearing off what, you know, what don't need to be here no more. But other than that, doing pretty good, man. Been quite a while, man, haven't heard you out there.
Kind of on and off. My partner's out there on the other side of Midland, so I would usually lose radio contact about halfway up there, but they just moved this side of town, so I'll probably be on a little bit more anyway.
Yeah, roger. 992 was out there, I think. It was either yesterday or day before, and I meant to ask him if he heard from you, you know, everything all right. And I forgot to, because if anybody's talked to you, Chad talks to you,
And I meant to ask him if he's talked to you. Because like I said, I haven't heard you out there in a long time. And, you know, people, you know how it is. You don't hear somebody for a long time. You get to thinking, you know, is he all right? Is something happened? So I figured if anybody know, Chad would know, but I forgot to ask him.
I chatted with him a couple of days ago there. Just for reference, I have an email with my call sign at Yahoo now, so if you want to make note of that, feel free to drop a line anytime.
All right, very good. So it's, you mean like WSCZ810 at Yahoo?
That's affirmative.
Yeah, Roger, that I got that written down now. Because my mailing address is Yahoo. Email address is Yahoo. Dave Doggy at Yahoo. But I had to open a new account. Because the account that I've had for, 20 years or so, one day I went to go on my mail, and they wanted to know if it was really me. So they were going to send a text to this telephone that I haven't used. Hell, I don't even know where it's at, an old Obama phone. They wanted to send a text to that phone, and, you know, and I put send a code or whatever. And then I put the code in, and then they know it's me. And I tried to figure out, you know, to get them to send it to my new phone, or the phone I have now. There was no way to do it, so I just opened up a new mail account, to hell with it.
Roger that. Yeah, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do, but, I just figure I'd do one with my call sign, so when I put it out on the air there, you know, whatever happens, happens at that point, you know, as opposed to my personal one.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I got it written down here. Probably send you something up the street here a little bit. All right, I'm going to go ahead and get back to listening. Radio's getting warm, and I got to get me a blanket for it or something, but she's starting to get warm, so I'm going to lay off and let it cool. But great talking to you, man. Glad you're all right. Good to hear you. Hope to hear you some more when they open the bridge up, back times when they open the bridge up there, you know, for you guys. But I'll talk to you later, man. You sound great, and happy Father's Day if you are one, belated Father's Day, and you take care of yourself. We'll speak later. WSOZ 793, clear after your final.
Roger, great talking to you, and happy Father's Day to you as well. We're going to be listening for about 2 more minutes, and then we'll be at our destination, but we will do it again soon. Whiskey Sam, Charlie Zebra, 810, we're clear.
.202 to 793, you still near that radio?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, we made it to the job out here. Was it Shaner and Hall Road or Hayes and Hall Road? Hey, that radio sounded pretty good last night, eh?
Yeah. It ain't gonna go into too much detail, but it's amazing. But thought I heard it today too.
Yeah, I might have said something. But it might have been out here in the truck too. I don't recall. But yeah, thanks, man. That was it. I was just checking with you.
Yeah, Roger, no problem, man. Yeah, like I said, I gotta get on the listening side, and I don't know why this damn thing's heating up. I checked my match, I'm at 1-1, so it ain't feeding back, and my power supply is not undercurrenting, or it will just kill the power supply, so I don't know why this damn thing's heating up, but I gotta get me a fan. I'll talk to you in a little bit, man. WSOZ 793 listening.
WSEU 202, and we're clear.
FDM993 mobile and monitoring.
Sterling
Heights, mobile. FDM 993, mobile and monitoring.
This is WSHR 997, monitoring.
FDM 997 from WSBM 993, copy.
Yes, sir. Happy Monday to you. Hopefully this is an open repeater and I'm not impeding on anybody. If so, let me know. I just wanted to jump on and say hi. I heard a little bit of traffic today.
Copy that. Where are you calling from? I'm located here in Saginaw, Michigan. I'm a Saginaw repeater.
Well, I'm a little bit new to GMR. GMRS, I'm blown away. I'm sitting on Mackinac Island right now. Does that sound about right to you?
Roger that. Mackinac Island, man. Must be beautiful up there today. I wish I was there. only closest repeater to Mackinac Island that I'm aware of up that way would be the Sheboygan repeater. So I'm assuming maybe you're bouncing off of the Sheboygan repeater, possibly?
Yes, sir. I don't know how all this technology works, but back home in Traverse City, I pretty much have to be right in the area to get a hold of anybody through that repeater. So, again, not sure how it all works. I'm a little blown away right now because, again, my experience is that I would have to be within, honestly, for us, it's like 10 miles of that repeater. But cool to hear from you anyway.
Copy that one. About how far are you from Sheboygan there, Mackinac Island or Mackinac City there where you're at?
Oh, dang. I can look it up. Here on the island, I'm going to throw a guesstimate out there that to city of Sheboygan, as the crow flies, I got to be 5 miles. So I'm going to look it up real quick. Give me a sec.
Yeah, well, it's definitely booming in loud and clear over this way, for sure.
Well, very cool. I appreciate your response. I'll get with some of your friends and we'll try to figure out how it is that I'm able to do this here. Either that or maybe these things are just a little more powerful than I thought they were.
I copy that one. Are you on a handheld or are you on a mobile unit?
No, I'm on a handheld.
Well, whatever that handheld's doing and that repeater's doing, it's doing the job for sure. Like I said, probably bouncing off that Sheboygan repeater for sure.
Yeah, that's what I would think. I didn't realize we could daisy chain these things together, however it works, but I'll have to do some research. Pretty cool talking to you, though. I appreciate it.
Yeah, copy that one. Name on this end is Chad, Charlie Henry Alpha Delta. Chad is the name, and call sign is Whiskey Sam Bravo Mike 993.
We're just talking to you then, Chad. I'm Nick. I don't remember the code. The code that I usually use at work would be Nora, Ida, Charles, King, Nick, and my call sign is WSHR 997.
Yeah, well, it was very nice talking to you, my friend, and you enjoy it up there in Mackinac Island there. Hopefully maybe we can do it again sometime. WSBM 993 mobile in Saginaw, Michigan will be clear and monitoring.
W997, same traffic. Take care.
997.
Who is that other station out there? WSBM 993.
993, I just wanted to let you know you sounded really good here in Fraser.
Your whereabouts? Can I copy that location?
Fraser, Michigan.
Yeah, Fraser, Michigan.
QSL. This is WSIJ 839.
Hello, 829 from WSBM 993 in Saginaw. I'm not quite sure where Fraser is exactly. Is that down by Detroit somewhere?
20 miles northeast of Detroit.
Copy that. You must be on the Detroit repeater, I'm guessing.
Actually, yeah, I think you're right. Even that or the Mount Clemens, I'm not sure.
That. First name here is Chad, Charlie Henry Alpha Delta, Whiskey Sam, Bravo Mike 993. Well, it was good talking to you. You enjoy your day and safe travels out there if you're traveling in the vehicle. WSBM 993 will be back clear and monitoring.
I'm just sitting here at the park, getting ready to set up all four of my radios. It's going to be a nice day and I'm going to take advantage of it. 73 and have a great day. WSIJ 839.
WSGH 922 listening.
922, Greg, WSBM 993.
Morning, Chad. Heard you talking to Mackinac City, or Mackinac Island, I guess, huh?
Yes, indeed. He said he was right on the island on a handheld there, so I'm assuming he must be bouncing off of the Sheboygan repeater, I'm guessing. Roger?
Very cool. Yeah. Good deal. That's amazing. All right. We'll talk to you later. WSGH 922. We'll be clear.
Hear that? How's general license on the 20 and 40 meter bands working for you?
Oh man, a whole new world out there. That's all I can say. Very good.
Hear that? Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it, man. That's awesome. Wonderful. All right, Greg, we'll definitely do it again soon, my friend. You take care. Enjoy your nice weather out there. Enjoy your day, and safe travels if you're on the road, my friend. As always, WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
Thanks, Chad. You be safe out there on the road. WSGH 922 clear.
Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
USID 817 monitoring. WSH-305 also monitoring.
Good afternoon, 305. Good afternoon, 817 from WSBM 993 Mobile.
Copy that, Chad. I heard you talking to Mackinac Island earlier. That was pretty cool. So I might have to keep that in mind. I'm going out to Traverse this weekend. Maybe I can hit this. Maybe I can. I'll definitely be on the Traverse City GMRS repeater too there. But I'll try the Sheboygan one while I'm up there. Yeah, how's your day going?
Going all right. Just hanging in there, you know. How's your day going? You got it off today, or you just on a break, or what?
No, I was working this morning, and I'm just taking my lunch break. So we went for a walk, and now we're trying to clip Ducky's toenails now.
Roger that. Yeah, I got a couple dogs. I need to get their toenails clipped, but I got the clippers. I'm just not that good at doing it. I gotta, get them into the vet or something, or find somebody that knows how to do it. I could pay somebody to do it or something. I don't know, but yeah, definitely.
Yeah, copy that. They clip toenails at the Woodland Pet Resort, but Lori's doing it on my dogs on Ducky right now anyway, because she's got another evaluation tomorrow afternoon. So I'm trying to get her nails, trimmed down a bit so they're not so grabby.
Hey, Roger, is Lori pretty good at trimming the nails, or...?
Lori says when Cassidy doesn't get in the way, sure, she's doing a pretty good job there. So Cassidy keeps nosing in. She's very curious about the action.
Copy that one. So this coming weekend, you're heading up to, you said Traverse City, correct?
Yeah, copy that. I'm thinking on Thursday, maybe around noon or early afternoon, I'll probably head up there. I got a buddy up there. He's got to work Thursday and Friday, but I'll be taking my radio, and of course I'll have the dogs. I'll have to walk around. They'll probably do some two tracking or whatever while he's working. But I'm going to go up there and go visit him for his birthday.
That'll be fun for sure, definitely. Hope the weather's good for you up there as well. Take that boat out for water while you're up there and have a good time,
Yeah, I'm not going to take the boat this time. We're going to be camping at like a campground this time, this much smaller campsite. I'll just be taking a tent. I might be sleeping in the camper because I think it's going to rain. It's going to rain Wednesday night, and then it looks like it's going to rain on Saturday too, so I don't know if I want to set up my tent or not, but I'll be up there anyway in the camper maybe, so... All right, well, it's been a pleasure having this back and forth with you, Chad. I'll catch up with you again later. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring.
You're at 305. That was Benjamin out there, wasn't it?
No, WSIH 305 is Lori. WSIN 803 is Ben.
Yeah, he's probably at work then, I'm assuming, huh?
Yeah, I think he just got there, so he starts at noon and he goes till 10 p.m. four days a week.
Yep, copy. All right, man. Well, sounds good, man. We'll definitely do it again maybe a little while later on or something. We'll talk at you. You take it easy for now, and we'll talk with you a little later, I guess. WSBM 993 on the mobile. We'll be clear and monitoring.
Yep, copy that. This is WSID 817, clear and monitoring.
WSAA 336, monitoring and mobile.
RMZ 640.
USBM 993 portable monitoring. Probably IZX
218-WIZ-388, copy.
WIZ-218 in the mobile. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much going on except nice day, hot day, and temperature is good, 81. Roger, you're sounding good. There's a couple of cracklings. No big deal. Roger.
Copy that, Jack. The new Comet with the DB20. So it's working real well for me. I like it, Roger.
Yeah, that's how they are. That was DB20 and the Comet 2x4. They work good, I'm telling you. Roger.
I copy that. It's got about a 1.6 match on it, so I'm not going to do anything to it. I'm just going to leave it there and keep talk time to a minimal there, Roger.
Keep it on medium. Keep it on medium. That way it doesn't get too hot.
Yeah, Roger, do that. Yeah, it's on it now. It's on it now, so. And I'm over here. I'm a little closer to the repeater where I'm at, but it worked good right at home there in the driveway, so I think we're good. As long as the water keeps out of it and it don't screw up like that other one did, we'll be fine there. Copy.
Hi, Roger. Are you close by that Willow Run or no?
Tim? Say it again, one more time.
Are you by Willow Run Airport?
No, I'm over here at the Camp Center and Michigan Ave. Roger.
Roger, now there's no crackling. I don't know what you did, but no crackling. Anyhow, yeah, I'm here laying on the sun, trying to take some suntan. Take care. We'll talk again. I was talking, by the way, I was talking to Dane yesterday from Cleveland.
Yeah, Roger that. Okay. Yeah, the repeater was off, on and off for a while there, so I turned mine off. So if you were calling, that's probably, I had mine off, I guess, at home, base station. But okay, we'll talk at you later. WRZX 218 in the mobile, we're standing by.
Right. I'll send you the other repeater they put there in Ohio. He said it's too close to him. I'll send you that repeater. And a text message. All right, take care. WIUG 48.
WIUG 488 from WSDM 993.
Yeah, go ahead. How you doing today?
After that, I was going, Jack, just heard you out there. I wanted to jump in and say hello real quick. Hope you're doing well, and hope everything's going well for you, my friend. Just was jumping in to say hello, so you enjoy your beautiful weather out there, and safe travels to you if you're on the road, and we'll definitely do it again, my friend, sometime. Just wanted to jump in and say hello, so take care for now. WSDM 993 on the mobile will be clear and monitoring after your final.
All right, Jack, take care. Have a good day. Are you on that DB20?
To that
DB20, Nagoya 72. Have that radio sound good with that antenna. All right, take care. WIUG 48.
To that, same to you, my friend. WSDM 993, clear and monitoring.
WSGG772, Shelby Township, monitoring on the mobile.
That's station 772, WIUG 48. What'd you do? Just get off of work?
No, Jack, I'm on vacation this week. I'm stuck in construction on Shelby between Hall and 22. It's a mess. Don't ever come this way, heading north.
All right, if you're heading, up north, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, heading to 23 in Romeo Plank, I got to get an x-ray done on my back.
I see you, Roger, yeah. All right, take care. Have a good day. WIAG 48.
All right, Jack, always a pleasure talking to you. I'll see you Saturday morning. This is WSGG 772, mobile on standby.
All right, we'll see you Saturday morning, no problem. Talk to you later, WIUG 48.
WSGG 772 mobile, standby.
WSCI 847, WIG 48, copy. I know. WSCI 847, WIG 48, copy.
WSIB 528, looking for a signal report.
Signal report loud and clear over this way, WSBM 993, copy.
Copy, is this Chad?
After that, Chad over here in Saginaw, Michigan, yes sir.
Talking to Rick over here in Lapeer County. I just got a new radio, I'm just checking out here. Make sure I got it on the right frequency.
Measure that, Rick. Sounded loud and clear, full quieting, no crackling, no popcorn, no nothing. It sounded really good. Are you on an HD or a mobile?
I'm base unit right now. I just bought a, what do they call it, a KG Wilson 1000G Plus.
KG, what was that?
KG 1000G Plus.
Okay, that's the mobile unit there, their base unit there. Okay, I don't think I ever heard of that one, but whatever the case is there, it's, it's definitely doing the job for you. It's sounding really good. Got a 20-watt radio?
Well, actually, it's a 50-watt radio.
good, man. Yeah, it's definitely doing it for you, man. Keep it going for sure. Sounds great. WSBM 993.
Good, Ken. I appreciate
it. You have a great day. WSIP 521
clear. Yeah, same to you likewise, my friend. No offense, gentlemen, but he sounds off frequency over here.
He sounded off frequency? I don't know. I mean, he sounded okay to me, but maybe he is off frequency. I don't know. But WSBM 993, I got you there, Dave.
All right, yeah, he sounds like he's KC or 2 off frequency. It's definitely slightly off frequency.
Copy that one. Yeah, I mean, it sounded pretty good to me at least, but I guess, like you said, you probably know better than me, but how's it going out there anyways, Dave? Pretty good?
Yeah, it's going all right. It just came in and sat down and turned it on and was sitting there running. I heard him key up, heard you key up. It sounded like you're out running around, eh?
Sir, enjoying some of this nice weather today, absolutely, out in the mobile. I was talking to a guy on Mackinac Island earlier today. He was reaching out. He was on an HT. He was on Mackinac Island, on the actual island, on an HT. And reached out and talked to him for a few there. He must have been bouncing off of the Sheboygan repeater, I'm assuming.
Yeah, Roger, that would have to be my guess, because I'm not really good with the layout of the land up there, but I think the Sheboygan repeater would be the closest one, wouldn't it?
Roger that. I'm pretty sure that was the one he was bouncing off of or coming off of there. More than likely, I would assume that would be the closest one, yeah, for sure. But, all right, Dave, I got to run up inside here for a minute into my mom's house real quick, so I'll be back in the mobile here in a little bit. But thanks for jumping in there, man, and we'll definitely talk with you again soon. I'm glad we're linked up today, for a while at least. So you enjoy the nice weather out there, and we'll talk again soon, my friend. WSBM 993 will be clear.
Yeah, hey, Chad. It's always good talking to you, you know that. I just had to get in there, man. I'm listening to you and him talking. I'm listening to him, and he's off freak. Not just slightly. He's only like a couple KC off. That's why you hear that ringing behind him and stuff. And his voice is all tinny because he's a little bit off. He's not dead on frequency, so. But either way, I wanted to toss that in. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, my friend. You're sounding good as usual. No problems at all. And we'll catch you in a little bit. WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
'93, 528
here. Is that, I sound any better? Yeah, there you go. Yeah, much better. I don't hear that off frequency ringing no more.
Just check out this new radio. It's kind of new to me, so bear with me on this thing. I'm going to try to get it to go. It takes me a while to figure things out, but anyway, thanks for the comeback on that. I'm glad I fixed that a little bit.
Yeah, Roger that. No problem, my friend. I'm just, I just had to throw that out there. But yeah, well, you took care of it. Whatever you did, it seems on frequency now. You ain't ringing. You ain't got that ringing behind you, and you don't sound like you're over to the left or right. So it's coming through real nice. Sounding really good there. Okay.
Good luck, Dave. I appreciate that. This is Rick, personal Rick from Lapeer County, WSI 528. Clear after your final.
All right, Rick, glad I was able to help you out with what I could here. You guys, of course, you know you got Dave over here, Delta Alpha Victor Echo. Numbers are Whiskey Sierra, Foxtrot Zulu 793. I'm over here in Warren, and I guess that's about it. Anyway, have yourself a good day, my friend. WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
There he is. Good afternoon to you. What's happening?
Yeah, good afternoon, Dave. WFS Team Island 2. Yeah, there's more repeaters than just in Sheboygan. I got one in Mackinac, one in St. Ignace, one up in Copper Harbor. I put all of them in my radio when we first started there. So there's a whole bunch of repeaters up there. There's one over in Lanson, which is north of Petoskey. And there's also another one over in Alpena. So there's a bunch of them I put in there from when we first went through the book. Roger that.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, you know, he said, I just went with what he said. You know, the guy was out of Mackinac Island, whatever. And, that's cool. I mean, you know, it, whatever the case may be, the other side's opened up right now. I always call it the bridge now. The bridge is open, the bridge is closed, and the bridge is open right now. So the boys up there can come down here, and we can go up there, and, hey, what's the word on the phone?
Yeah, well, as far as of right now, I was double locked out when I went up to Parker's Creek. They somehow got one of the lockouts out, and the other one I could do myself. But somehow I got locked out, and then I can go back to reset it the way I used to reset it. Roger that. I just got to wait, because now I'm still locked out for 1 hour and 38 minutes. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, okay, cool. So you ain't got to go through all that. If they had to swap the phones out for a new one or something, you ain't got to go through all that BS and try to transfer all your stuff into the other phone and da-da-da-da-da. So you just got to wait an hour and you'll be able to unlock the second wave and then it should work. Yeah, Roger that. You must have moved because you started fuzzing. You didn't go out, but you started fuzzing. And your mod, you know, when you talk so quiet into it, you know, it's kind of sometimes harder to decipher you through the fuzz. So just letting you know. I got most of that, though, yeah. Roger that. See how it goes here. Yeah, I just came in. I was out on the back porch and everything, and I just came in and I kicked it on to see what was happening and while I was sitting here, and I heard him talking to Chad talking to the other guy. Telling the other guy he sounded good. I'm sitting there. The other guy was off frequency. I could tell. He was about a KC or two out. So I let him know, and I guess he must have got it on frequency because he sounded good after that. So that was about all I was going to do. I was just going to hang the mic up and go about what I was doing there. Roger.
Yeah, no, that's, Roger that. Like I said, I'm right in the middle of sitting here myself, so let me get back to this, and then, like I say, if you get a hold of Stevie there, let him know, if I take him tomorrow, but I need to know a time to pick him up. Roger that.
Okay, brother, no sweat there. I'll take care of that. I think he's sleeping. I ain't sure. I was out there in the kitchen, but I got me a cup of coffee and I didn't hear no noise, so I'm assuming he's probably out. I figured Thompson probably on the deck or something, because the back door is open, and, yeah, da-di-da-di-da, blah, blah, blah. But, all right, I'll talk to you in a little bit. Sounding good now. Whatever you did, you sound great. Even your modulation, you must have put it close to your mouth or something, because now you're really wailing into it. It sounds great. And we'll talk to you in a little bit. WSZ 793, and I'm listening.
All right, Roger, all there. WFST 902, I'll be listening too.
somebody's not making it.
WSTI 847 WSTI 847 WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48,
clear. Good afternoon, Jack. WSZ 793.
Yeah, I
think you must be out in the Mobile. If you are, you're going through a bad spot. It's racking up on you, but that's okay. Hey, if you can understand me, I talked to WSID 817 Mike this morning. You told me you're interested, you wanted to find out about that Yaesu unit he's got there, and I told him if he hears you out here to get a hold of you, I figured he can explain it better to you than I can, because he owns it.
No problem. I get a hold of him today or tomorrow. I'm not near the house anyhow, so... Yeah, I will talk to them tomorrow, no big deal. Thank you anyhow. Sure. Good talking to you again. WIUG 48.
Yeah, hey, Jack. Always good talking to you, too. We'll talk to you. Like I said, he'll get a hold if he hears you out here, and he'll tell you what it's all about. We'll catch you later. WSSD 793 listening.
SBM 993 back on the mobile monitoring.
WSET 257 mobile line monitoring.
WSBI 432 monitoring and mobile. Borderline for me, because of the boy. 72 antenna. I don't have a strong enough antenna or what, but I don't know. Scratches in there, Sherman. I couldn't make out some of that stuff there.
Setup is gonna make that much of a difference, but I don't know. You know,
not an expert by any means, so. All right, well, I figured I'd check in on you and see if you want to try, you know, want to try a different setup or whatever. I'm kind of finishing up my day here. Going to go for a walk in a little bit and, you know, play with the dogs. So how's your day going?
Well, yeah, doctor's appointment this morning, that went good. Then I made a couple appointments for my mom for tomorrow. And I'm waiting on a phone call back from her doctor. So, yeah, a lot of things going on. Hopefully we can button up these loose ends. And that would give me more radio time. Copy?
Yeah, copy that. I know exactly what you're talking about. So, yeah. Good luck and enjoy listening to the radio. I figured I'd reach. I heard you say you were monitoring earlier, but I couldn't answer quite then. But all right. Well, this is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, very good, Mike. You have a good afternoon. Enjoy your swim. I can't swim for 4 to 6 weeks, but that's all right. This is WSA 336. And I'll be monitoring.
You know what I would always do is I would take a regular bucket and dip my feet in it when it was really hot. And if it was still too hot, I'd put ice in there. Maybe you can try that one out. WSID 817.
Yeah, I can always. It's cool in the house right now, and where my mom is, she got air conditioning over there, so I can always duck into that. But the feet and the wash tub, that sounds like a great idea too. You have a great afternoon, Mike. I'll talk to you later.
Well, Mike, hello, Chuck, WSGU 844.
What is happening, my friend? I haven't yakked with you in a couple days.
On the way home from work, motoring westbound on I-69.
Man, you're sounding great for doing that. I heard, I heard you earlier. You got into must have been a low spot or something. But yeah, you're sounding great.
Appreciate the good words. Yeah, the DB and Midland are pairing and the weather is helping. Now, that's a good thing.
Yeah, copy that. Coming home from work, huh? All done for the day.
Yep, it was an early day. Probably the rest of the week won't be as early, but never know. So, again, wife's going to take the truck tomorrow. I got a nice big crack starting. Picked up a stone this morning on the way in. So, got to make a claim, unfortunately.
Yeah, roger that. I had a 2000 Chevy, and it had a chip just off center of where my view was. It drove me nuts, but it never turned into a crack, so I was glad about that.
I'm real lucky. Yeah, mine's right above, almost the top, very top of the windshield, and it was fine this morning. I got into it after work, in the back parking lot of the warehouse, and yeah, it started going down into my view. So, AAA wants you to have it filled first, but I called a window place and they said, no, you can't fill that. It's too far gone.
Yeah, I think mine I lucked out on mine because it was more towards the center of the window. I was over in Wisconsin bricking my wife's uncle's house at the time. I was just heading there, and I was following a dump truck, and he kicked up a stone.
Yeah, I copied that. I don't know how this happened. There was a big truck, but it had been an eighth of a mile in front of me, so I don't know how it happened.
Man, it got some good bounce in there, didn't it? Wow.
That's something, I don't know. Because I know, y'all, there's a lot of dust in that on the side of the freeway, and when they go by, they really bring up the dust. So there must have been some kind of little pebble that was heavy enough to be, or light enough, but heavy enough to do something to the windshield.
Yeah, that stinks. Well, anyway, you'll get her fixed, and other than that, everything good?
Yeah, not bad, not bad. Got a little too much sun yesterday out on the lake, so I'm a little uncomfortable on the back, a little red, face is a little red. But other than that, yeah, it was a good day. How about yours?
Yeah, it was good. Saturday we had the kids over and the grandkids. So we celebrated Father's Day on Saturday, and that went really great. Got to play with the kids a little bit and stuff. And anyway, I had an appointment this morning. I had a loop monitor put in to keep an eye on my AFib. And they told me I could only lift 3 to 5 pounds, so I kind of went over that on the grandkid, if you know what I mean.
Ruh-roh, that's not cool. Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah, well, they maybe should be telling people when they leave the hospital what the restrictions are. I asked her, and she said no restrictions. 2 weeks later, I go to my doctor, and he says, 3 to 5 pounds, buddy.
Yeah, that's crazy. One doctor will tell you something, and another doctor will tell you another thing, or vice versa. Yeah, I know my wife had the same thing when she got her back surgery. Oh, you'll be fine right after your back surgery. Go back to normal. Just what your body tells you to do.
Yeah, I've been really kind of treating it with kid gloves. But this guy, he was real good. He told me the same thing, basically. Just take it easy, no overhead lifting, stuff like that, and no lifting anything from the ground. But I'm sorry, I said 3 to 5, and I meant 5 to 10. But I'm glad I took it easy. I was watching my mom anyway. I wasn't really doing anything, but I have a job coming up, and it's like I'm glad he told me about it, because I would have been carrying buckets of concrete out of the basement. That wouldn't have been good.
Copy that. Do you have any help?
Yeah, but it's for a family member, so there's no rush on it.
Copy that. All right, that's cool. Oh, yeah, take it easy. The next couple of days, it's going to be warm.
Yeah, I'm in the house right now waiting for a phone call. I'd kind of like to go outside and experience a little bit of it, get some vitamin D, if you know what I mean. But, hey, you motor down the freeway really, really good, and take her easy. Be safe out there. And I'm going to yak at you later. This is WSAA 336, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, thanks, Chuck. You take care of yourself, and... Yeah, get a chance to get out there and get a little bit of each vitamin D. I like to mow the grass, but I don't know, it might be too warm. But we'll see. If not, I'll wait till later when the sun starts going down a little bit. Have a good one. We'll talk at you later. WSGU844.
WSGM 993. This is WSA 336. You got a copy? WSGM 993, this is WSAA 336, you got a copy? No copy on 993, so this is WSA 8336, and I'll be clear and monitoring.
WSGU 844, Mr. Sherman, you still listening? This is WSID 817.
Hello, Mike, 817, WSGU 844, how you doing?
I can't complain at all. It's been a fantastic day. It's been relatively slow. My boss has been super busy all day, but there's stuff that he needs to review before I can move forward, so it's been kind of slow for me. I only had the one meeting this morning, and I've been working on other stuff, but yeah, I went for a walk this afternoon, and I heard that you got a little bit too much sun yesterday. Usually there's a price tag for everything, isn't there? So I can always tell when I've had a good day the next day. It's taken some sort of revenge on me, like a sunburn.
Oh, yeah, and then the wife had to drive home because I just had a little to drink. And, hey, it was Father's Day. I had to celebrate a little bit. And, yeah, and I called tonight, a little after 7 o'clock. I was in bed early. I was exhausted.
Copy that. I was exhausted from Saturday, too. I had such a long day on Saturday, and then Sunday came. I woke up, and I flipped on the radio and was drinking my coffee, and I like to go to the animal shelter in the morning, but I couldn't make myself go until almost 10 o'clock and 10 a.m. So I went in there from 10 a.m. till noon and came home and relaxed. And if I wasn't fiddling with the radio, I was playing fetch with the dog or tug of war, and I was playing some Mario Party on the TV there.
Cool, sounds good. Okay, say, I don't know what. I heard Lori out. I think it was yesterday. Yesterday morning she was out at the animal shelter. I think it was yesterday. Yesterday or Saturday. I gave her a holler a little time after. I wasn't able to get the radio right away, and she was gone already.
You still there, Sherman? Did I do something wrong on the radio? There's maybe I was transmitting on the wrong frequency and not paying attention.
Still here, yeah. I just went to the Flint repeater because you're a lot louder in the Flint repeater. I just turned on the Elbow Road from 69.
Oh, you're still driving. So all right. No, I was just, I was saying I was messing around with the radio and answering radio checks and whatever yesterday, and playing games on the TV, and it's good to hear that you had a good day. Even going to bed early can be, it can be a good sign of a good day, too.
Yeah, well, the wife wasn't happy that I went to bed early last night, but oh well, what can I do? You're tired, you're tired. So I couldn't keep my eyes open anymore.
I copy that. I understand that because if somebody tries to make me watch a movie or something, I sit on the couch and the movie starts, and within a couple minutes I'm falling asleep. I can't help it either. But yeah, and having a couple drinks doesn't help that. yeah, I've definitely been drowsy after that, so it's completely understandable. Well, I'm glad you had a good Father's Day, and thanks for shouting out and saying to have a good day and all that. So I just wanted to let you know, have a good evening, and if I don't talk to you tonight, we'll talk to you tomorrow. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Roger that, Mike. Thanks for giving me a holler. I appreciate it. Good hearing you. And I'm glad you had a good weekend. So, yeah, we'll see you either. We'll talk to you later on or tomorrow for sure. So have yourself a fine one. WSGU 844.
Uh-huh. get cut off there? I'm not sure. I didn't hear a report at the end of my last transmission.
Yeah, Mike. WSAA 336.
Something happened with the GMRS repeater. It seems to cut out, and it seems pretty random. Chad and I have experienced it. I've experienced it with other people. It seems to be doing it again.
Copy that. Yeah, I did it twice on you.
All right, copy that. Well, it doesn't sound like Sherman's still there, so I guess I'll be on the monitor. I'll be monitoring, I suppose. This is WSID 817.
Sorry, Mike. I'm still here. WSCU 844.
All right, copy that. I heard you. Yeah, I think the repeater might be cutting out on me. I'm not sure, I don't want to go on too long of a transmission just for it to be, you know, missed.
I copy that. No, you signed off and I signed off, I thought.
And three monitoring.
All right, I heard that Chad was monitoring there. Sherman, you got cut off again. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Okay, gentlemen, here's the assessment of the situation. Sherman is fine. He's not cutting off. Mike, I hear you cut off every once in a while. Go out, come back. Chad got in there, and the only thing he got in was 93 monitoring. So the repeater must be jacking up or something.
793,
hello 993, WSCU 844. Hello, Sherman. Good afternoon time. Yeah, I was sitting there, turned it on, and I was sitting there listening. And I think it's on the repeater that Mike's on, if Chad's on the same one. You haven't been cutting out at all. You've been no cutting out with you, but I noticed sometimes when Mike talks, he cuts out, comes back, and then the same thing just happened with Chad. Chad went to throw his numbers in, and the only thing he got in was 93, so something must be wrong with that repeater up there, okay? Roger, what repeater are you on?
I'm on the Flint repeater. Oh, my sound is.
You don't sound nowhere as good as you do when you're on the Macomb, but I can hear you. It's just a little breaking and a little bit of bacon frying in there, okay?
Copy that. Yeah, I'm back to the Mayville repeater. Hold on a second. So you have CU844.
Yeah, Roger that. It was pretty bad right there. WSOC 793.
There we go. How's this sound?
Oh, yeah. Now you're in business.
Usually when I'm getting off 69 on Elbow Road, it sounds better for a bit. And then when I'm going up the hills and that, it fades out, so I got to get back to the Mayville.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, which one are you on now?
Yeah, I'm on the Mayville now.
Oh, wow. That's not bad, man. Sounds good. I thought you were on the Macomb for a second there, yeah. It's coming in really good there, Roger.
Roger. Yeah, I'm just a little hop, a little skip, and a little hop at the house. Just turning into my driveway right now.
Yeah, like I said, it sounds good. I'll just wave a good afternoon to you, let you get in the house, and, you know, get your stuff together there. Hope Kelly's doing okay, and tell her I said hello, and we'll talk to you in a little bit. You get out here on your rig, you know, and I happen to be out here. We'll get with you on that. Talk to you in a minute, my friend. WSSV 793, and I'm listening.
Joe Rajo, yeah. Kevin just texted me. He said that he's getting another radio, and he talked to you yesterday about it, and he said, yeah, you've got one too, so.
So he went with the UV5RM, I take it.
Yep, yeah, that's what he said. So, well, yeah, he's working right now. He doesn't have his radio with him. So, yeah, when he gets home after 6, he'll be on. So hopefully the system will stay linked for a while. But, yep, I'm going to get out of here, so I will talk to you in a little while. WSGU 844, and we'll be clear, and we'll be back on in a little bit.
Yeah, Roger that. Very good, Ben. It was only a suggestion to him because that's the only ones I own and I love them. And I didn't tell him he should buy one. You know, I mean, obviously he bought one. We'll see how much he likes it. Talk to you later. WSSV 793, and I'm listening.
Roger. Talk to you later. WSGU 844. We're off.
WSGM 993, Alter Chat. This is WSAA 336.
WSAA from WSGM 993.
993, this is WSAA 336. Copy.
36, you're calling me, go ahead.
Yeah, how was your Father's Day?
Happy belated Father's Day to you also, if you have any children there, by the way. It was pretty decent. How was yours?
Yeah, it was real good, man. We celebrated with the grandkids on Saturday. Yeah, it was a peaceful day yesterday.
Roger that one. I hear you. Beautiful day out there today, for sure.
I think your button stuck.
No, not mine.
Alright, well, it is what it is. So, what do you got going today?
Well, not too much, just hanging out, taking it easy, just enjoying the day, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. The Saginaw repeater's been cutting in and out, so... I don't know if you've noticed, but when you gave your call sign, you got cut off all but the end of it.
Copy that. I just sent an email out on that.
Yeah, okay, Roger that. I just wanted to reach out and see how your day went and everything, and sounds like you had a good time, so that's great, man.
Yes, indeed. I appreciate you checking on that. Greatly appreciate it. Hope all went well your way as well. How's the mom doing? Good?
Right now she's with my sister over at her old house, so, she's over there with her.
Copy that one. Well, I appreciate you reaching out there, Chuck. You definitely enjoy the rest of your day, and if you're mobile and out there anywhere today, be safe on the roads, safe travels, and we'll definitely do it again as well, my friend. It's been a pleasure. WSBM 993.
Yep, copy that. You too. WSA 336, and I'll be clear and monitoring.
Chad. This is Alex, WSIP 284. I can copy you. Over. This is Sierra Delta Papa 417. Is this frequency in you? Go ahead. You got WRWB 49. Come again, over. You got Whiskey Romeo, Whiskey Bravo 489. Loud and clear. Thank you for the check.
WSDQ 996 monitoring.
Well, holy sheepskin. I haven't heard you in a stone's age. What's going on there, Paul?
I'm still out, Mike.
Well, it's good to hear from you. Yeah, just, outside here doing some yard work. I'll have to come get you one of these days and bring you down to the field, do some fishing. Roger.
Okay.
I says, I'll have to bring you down one of these days and bring you out, get you out of your box and bring you out to the field so we can do some fishing. Roger.
Yeah,
well, I gotta get a fishing
license first.
If you get
time, give me a call on the phone.
Okay, will do. Give me a moment.
WSBQ 996 to stand by.
All right, they're probably off. Got a QS well visit telephone here in about a minute. WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WSGH 922, testing. WSGH 922.
We're going 922. This is WSGI 432.
Hey, Jimmy, just mounted a DB20 in the side-by-side, and I got it running right now. How am I sounding?
Sounding really good over there, or on my end. Sorry.
Awesome. All right, well, it's another DB20 installation here.
Hey, it sounds really good, just like the one you got inside, so you're doing really good there.
Corner, can you hear the engine in the background or no? I'm just sitting here idling.
Yeah, a little bit, but it's not like noticeable, really, unless you point it out.
Okay, cool. I am quite sure I'm not going to be able to talk when I'm rolling down the road, but at least I can listen. All right, Jimmy, thanks for coming back. We'll talk to you later. WSGH 922, clear.
All right, man, have a good day. This is WSGI 432.
monitoring.
WSHR 566 to WSGU 844, you out there?
Hey, Cap, WSGU 844. Just sat down to eat dinner. Can I call you back in a little bit?
Yeah, well, there's a link still on. Yeah, I just sat down eating, so yeah, no problem. WSHR 566, clear monitoring.
I just got done eating, or just got done mowing the grass in the backyard, and now sitting down to eat. So, yeah, I'll call you back on the radio in a bit. WSGU 844. WSGU 844 calling WSHR 566.
Yeah, go ahead, WSGU 844. This is WSHR 566.
My goodness, I had to turn it down, man. You're drowning me out. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm okay.
It's okay. You have a good day at work?
Yeah, I wasn't too busy today.
Oh, Roger. How's the other half doing today?
Oh, pain in the butt, just like always, but she's doing all right.
Oh, boy.
USVM 993 Mobile, is there anyone monitoring the frequency?
Yeah, go ahead, Chad. Me and Sherman are out here. WSHR 566.
Roger that. Saginaw, the repeater is down now for whatever reason. I don't know what the heck's going on with it, but it's down. It's been down for a little bit.
Yeah, copy that.
I copy that. So what repeater are you talking off of, Chad? WSGU 844. Howdy.
Hello, Mayville repeater.
Copy that. Sound real good.
Hear that. I don't know if this one's linked or not. It's just a standalone.
Well, I'm talking to Kevin. He's on the Macomb repeater, so yeah, it's linked.
Roger that. I wonder if Sean's around at all. Have you heard from Sean, WRUU 850?
Negative. Haven't heard from him in a while.
I am listening, but I ain't why it's linked. Somebody else. Somebody in the north's got it linked, so.
Hello, Sean, WSCU 844.
How you doing, Sherman? Yeah, anyhow, somebody from the north's got it linked, so that's a good thing. Not me. So I'm not responsible for it. Ha ha. Anyhow, guys, carry on. WRU 850.
Anyhow, you're Sean Shaker, WSGU 844. Who's next?
Yeah, so what were we talking about there, Sherman?
Oh, he's telling me that my girlfriend's a pain in the butt to you.
No, she's fine.
Copy that. And he, Kelly's being careful. But anyways, you didn't have any calls at all?
Yeah, we had a general alarm around 9 o'clock this morning at the... over there by, on Hall Road there, there was that hotel over there. Someone reported smoke coming out of a building, and it was commercial, and we got there, we seen smoke, but we come around the building, and it was a guy doing, cutting cement and making a bunch of dust.
Copy that, of course. What was your other half yelling about back there?
She told me to tell you hi.
Hello, Tanya.
Hi,
yeah, and Kelly says hi to your boyfriend and hi to her husband's girlfriend.
Hi, Kelly. Now he's threatening me. I can't talk on this anymore.
Well, that's why Kev is getting another radio, so you can talk on it.
Yeah, I talked to Dave yesterday, and I asked him about radios, and he said, "Well, I got that." He says, "I got that 5RM." He says, "I really like it. It's a good radio." So my daughter yesterday took me and my future son-in-law took me out yesterday to a couple of hobby shops to look for fire trucks or whatever, and I didn't find nothing. And, you know, Sherman, I didn't want to buy just to buy, so they told me, well, if you find something, let us know. So I'm going to ask them to get that radio. It's only like $22.
That's cool. What hobby shop did they take you to Great Lakes?
No, they took me Great Lakes Hobby and to Whistle Stop.
Where's Whistle Stop at?
It's on Harbor between 9 and 10 miles.
Copy that, but you didn't see anything?
No, that hobby shop, the Great Lakes one, they used to have a lot of stuff in there. Well, when they had them, they had Code 3s, and they had big fire trucks and stuff, and I don't know, it might be because of the tariffs and stuff, but it just doesn't seem like they have the stuff like they used to have.
Yeah, copy that. Well, they still have a lot of Hot Wheels and Matchbox. I know I've sold a lot.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I was looking at those. They didn't even have any fire vehicles in them either. So.
Yeah, because they gave me 50 cents each for the carded one. And then 25 cents each for the non-carded one. So tell Tanya to answer the phone. Kelly's trying to call her.
Yeah, I think she just went in the bath. I think she had her phone with her.
WSDR 844. Okay, I'm going in the back.
WSHR 566 for identity purposes. Yeah, in this video, it has a plug you can buy for
it.
You cannot charge it in your vehicle, too. Charge it in your vehicle, too, so. And it's almost like this radio, but it's just like this radio, but it's more digital at it, and it's bigger.
Oh. Hold on a second. She just hung up again on Kelly. You don't want to talk to her?
Who knows with her? She probably did something with the phone. I'll go back there. Hold on.
Yeah, I got to check your radio out when you get it, and maybe I'll get one. Yeah, it's a USB charging system, so yeah, it's a lot better than what these that we have now are.
Tanya said she tried calling her back, but it keep failing, but she got through now.
Copy that.
Yeah, that radio that I'm going to get, it's just like this one. You program it the same way. I just gotta remember how to do it. I think once I get it, I'll remember how to do it.
Yeah, copy that. Yep. I remember back to the Great Lakes hobby.
I remember buying some of those HO size fire trucks that they had. Well, they had the sea cab, and then they had some internationals, but they were pretty cool.
Yeah, I remember those being there, and they had some, like, they had bigger ones, too, that were with the C-cab. I got them. I got two from Detroit, which Detroit never had C-cabs. And then I got a Boston one, and I got two. I think I bought it at the flea, not the flea market, but up at Frankenmuth.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I got the C-cab, the yellow C-cab. That was labeled Detroit. Yeah, copy that. And then I've got the sea cabs from Hallmark. And then, there's another, it's a small size scale. I think it's almost close to the 187th. But it's metal, and you lift it up, you put a AAA battery in it, and it lights up.
Yes, sir, I got it. I got all the Christmas fire trucks. That was my favorite one.
This one isn't a Christmas truck. This one's, like I said, it's close to the 187th scale. It's smaller. I'm going to have to show it to you. I got to find it somewhere, but it's pretty cool.
If it's the Hallmark one, it is the same one that I got. You push the button on it, and the front lights, the top lights come on, and the headlights come on.
Yeah, I have that one, but no, this one that I have is metal. It's 187th scale, close to it.
Where'd you find that one at?
I think when South Campus, Macomb Community College, when they have their shows in April and November, I think I picked it up there. I don't remember. It's been a while.
Yeah, copy that. I've been wanting to go to that. Maybe I'll go to it this year if they have it.
Yeah, I think it's right before Thanksgiving, if I'm not mistaken. November.
Yeah, copy that. So, Sherman, I don't know if I told you. I think I did after I got off the phone with you the other night. I put this thing on monitor, and I left Sanilac on it, and I was getting people. I could get them.
Okay, was that nighttime?
Yeah, it was nighttime. It was right after I talked to you, remember, because I heard LaPierre, and then after that, I heard Sanilac, and then you told me it was, and then that e-dispatch, too, I can go on there and listen to past calls from Port Sanilac. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, copy that. So, yeah, it must have been, and you just had the regular rubber ducky, or did you have the longer one on the unit?
At night, I put the longer one on. I'll have my G4 on it, and I'll leave it on either LaPierre or Sanilac. I didn't hear nothing last night, but they probably didn't get nothing. Because I checked the thing this morning. The only one that went out last night up there was Argyle. And then Brown City had something when I was at work today, but that was about it.
Oh, cool. Well, you hear something I don't hear that's a good player, send it my way so I can post it on FireNet. And I think you're with Michigan Emergency Incidents, aren't you? Post stuff if you get a chance.
Yeah, I'm on yours. Well, you got me on with you on yours, but yeah, I'm on that one. I'm on that one too.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I ran into an Attica Township firefighter that works on the base, He works on the equipment at the traffic tower, and he's a friend of our cousin that works for Attica. So I got him on there. I got to get back to my phone and see if... Oh, you can... are you getting notifications from Michigan Emergency Vehicle Picks?
Yeah, I'm getting things on there for people that want to join, and I go through it. And I don't know how you do it, but I'll go through it. If it doesn't say anything that they're, like, fire buffs, or if they don't have interest in fire stuff or whatever, they don't have no pictures of fire stuff, I don't really add them. But if you want me to add everybody, I will. But I wasn't adding them unless they had pictures of fire stuff, if they're a fireman or something like that.
Oh, do what you're doing. Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, there was a guy named David that was supposed to join today. And, yeah, he, like I was saying, he's on Attica. So, yeah, if you can, if they have friends on the page or they have similar pages of fire apparatus, or they're a firefighter, a police officer, EMT, whatever, yeah, just... They have nothing. They don't see anything about it. Yeah, don't let them. Yeah, don't add them.
Do you have it set up where they can answer certain questions?
No, I don't. I don't think I knew how to do that, but yeah, I should look into that.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, because there's a lot of sites that like that siren. Well, you know that siren thing that I belong to. Enthusiast, you have to ask them. Well, you remember, you did it.
Yeah, copy that. WSBU 844.
WSHR 566.
Yeah, we got to start a group for. I'd like to start a group called Michigan Monitoring. So if you're monitoring public safety or AM radio or anything that has to do with monitoring the scanner, or if you're a GMRS or a ham operator. But yeah, we got to start something, but make it private so the public can't get it. No one just can get into it. They got to answer questions and stuff like that. But yeah, we got to start a group up like that.
Yeah, that'd be cool to get some of the guys that we talk with on here on that, too. That'd be cool.
Yeah, because public safety band is slowly dying. It's not like what it used to be, but still, you can monitor buses, you can monitor garbage trucks, trains, planes. Well, when you go by Menards or Walmart and vice versa, you can still monitor stuff.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, you either got to have a unitation or you got to have that SDS, was it 100, to listen to other stuff.
Yeah, or with Whistlers, if you're close by a tower, a P25 tower, then it works, but so it's simulcast. But if you're like the Romeo tower, that's not simulcast. And but for some reason, the Romeo tower doesn't pick up everything anymore.
Yeah, copy that.
What's the next day you work?
I work tomorrow, and I work Wednesday, and then I don't go back. Then I got one more day to work next week, and then I'm done.
Now, copy that. So where are you going to be tomorrow and Wednesday?
Tomorrow I gotta go in for an hour at station 2 to cover that 1 hour. And then hopefully
After that, I'll go to Station 1, and then on Wednesday, I'm at 1.
Copy that. What's your favorite station?
Well, Station 1 is probably my favorite, but then the next will be Station 4. We call that the vacation station.
Yeah, so that's the farthest station from the north, yeah. Is there any talks about updating any of the stations or adding another one?
Station 2, matter of fact, is going to go through a whole revamp here soon. We're going to make, more, not more brackets. I'm going to take the bunk rooms they have there now, and they're going to make them better. They're going to make the kitchen better and all that.
Copy that. Station 2 is the oldest, right?
Yeah, that was built in 1988.
Yeah, copy that. Well, how old was old Station 1 before they tore it down to make the new one?
Well, the department started in 1952, so it's probably been, it was there that long.
Copy that. So they just had the two. It was a four bay, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a three bay, and then that one bay was a long bay. We could put a rescue in the front and the water tender in the back.
Yeah, copy that.
So how was the tide yesterday? How was the boat running?
Oh man, it was running real good. Very satisfied. Yeah, very happy. Yeah, we had a good time. We opened. I had Brandon open it up the first time we took it out to get the bugs out. And yeah, it runs real good. I'm satisfied with it.
Yeah, copy that. Did you do any fishing?
Negative, yes. I gotta get my fishing, but yeah, we won't be out there next weekend because we have Chloe's got something to do with selling her chickens or something at the tractor supply up there in Clio, and then we have a graduation party, and then I think we have a memorial to go to on Sunday, something like that, and then yeah, Sunday. And then, yeah, I think it's going to be a couple weeks before we go back up. So, yeah, if you guys aren't doing anything, we'll get there and do some fishing. But let the girls talk, find out if it's okay. And
yeah, because not this weekend, but the following weekend, I'll be gone to for that wedding, so.
Your daughter's getting married next weekend? Very cool.
Not this week coming up, but the following weekend, which would be the third.
Oh, very cool. So it's gonna be out of town or it's gonna be in town?
No, it's gonna be up by Lake Michigan over there in Saugatuck.
Oh, on the west side of the state? Okay, very cool.
Yeah, I'm going to bring my fishing poles with me because Tanya rented it's a house, I guess. It's like a cottage, and we're going to stay there, and I guess they got a lake there. I think it's something like what you have on your, I don't know how big it is, and then I want to try to get out there, meet if I can do it. I like to throw a line in a water at Lake Michigan so I can say I fish Lake Michigan.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, take lots of pictures of the wedding and your fishing.
Oh, yeah, of course, if I see any fire trucks, I'll take pictures.
Oh, that's always a must, definitely.
my friend Dave Page, he was, him and his son were up in Midland this week for some kind of aviation class that his son is into right now. So, yeah, he sent me a picture of a Midland Sheriff Durango, and it's got the logo like they had in the old days, almost something that looks like a like the U.S. Marshals. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, copy that.
You know Dave Page, don't you?
Yeah, I met him one time. I don't know if it was at the air show I met him, but yeah, I know of him, yeah.
Copy that, yeah. I think I've known him for probably about 20 years. Met him through FireNet, and then I think he showed up. He showed up at some of the Box 42 meetings, but not too many. And then his dad used to be a firefighter up in Elmont. Now he lives downriver.
Yeah, copy that.
WFDU844. Got the Jeep 4 on.
What was that term?
I said you have the G4 going.
Oh, no. No, not right now. I'll probably turn on a little while. I usually turn it on at night when I go to bed or whatever. I was going to bring it to work today. Wednesday, I'll probably bring it to work because they're talking about some bad storms on Wednesday. So, but yeah, I usually turn it on at night and listen to it.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I forgot to take my file thing in G5 today.
Yeah, copy that.
I heard Dave out here earlier, 793, but I haven't heard from him anymore.
Yeah, I talked to Dave yesterday. Me and him were talking, and the link was turned on yesterday for a while in the evening.
Yeah, I noticed, what, you sent me a text left 9 saying that the link was on, and then Dave sent me a text saying that you were trying to call me, but I was backed out. I was in bed left at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, that's where I thought you were sleeping, so I was talking to Dave a little bit, and he was talking to somebody else, and I told him, hey, I'm going off the air, so...
Copy that. Yeah, I think I heard Jack was out here earlier this morning. He was coming off the Mayville repeater, but he was having a hard time hitting it, but he could hear him. He was, I forgot who he was kind of who he was talking to. It might have been Greg.
Yeah, copy that. So if my daughter orders that, if they order that radio today for me, I think I'll have it, Wednesday. And I can use my, I should be able to use my mic with that one too if I want.
Yeah, it should work for all models, but yeah, I got to get a mic like yours, but that's a good mic compared to the one I have. Mine's a cheap one, so yeah, I'm going to have to get one.
Yeah, I'll go on my history of what I bought, and I'll get it. I'll go in there, and what I'll do is I'll send you a picture of it so you know which one to get.
I appreciate that, and then I'll check out your new one when you get it, and maybe I'll order one like that too.
Well, Dave swears by it, so. And I know Dave with his radios, he's pretty now is about radios and stuff, so I think if it was a piece of junk, he wouldn't have recommended it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, but I got home today and sat down, talked to Kelly for a little bit, had a beer, and then got my overalls on and a t-shirt and put my socks over my overalls and my hiking boots and went out there and mowed the back grass. Because they say that the ticks are really bad out here in LaPierre County this year, so I didn't want to.
Kelly just yelled, did you take yourself a kick?
Yeah, Tanya says she talks to Kelly and it keeps dropping. But Tanya says she's going to restart it and call her back.
Kelly just told me that yeah, they're going to have to get radios and talk back and forth or something.
Yeah, copy that.
What, Tanya, you have a bad phone or something? Or a bad connection?
Yeah, Tanya was trying to call her and it wouldn't go through, and then twice she tried calling and it wouldn't go through, and then the third time it did, and then she just was talking to her, and then all of a sudden it went out. So maybe she probably just got to reboot it. I hope that's all it is.
Copy that. So what is that, Deb in the background?
Oh yeah, that's the other pee in my butt.
Tell Deb I said hi.
She said hi to you.
Yeah, it's going to be even, they say it's going to be even warmer tomorrow, but it didn't seem that bad today.
No, they said the humidity is supposed to start getting bad tomorrow, and then I think maybe Tuesday night we might get some rain, and then Wednesday they're saying we're supposed to get a lot of rain or something with the storm. Who knows? It changes every day. And then it's supposed to drop, I think, on Thursday. Thursday and Friday and Saturday are going to be like maybe upper 70s, 80s, and then starting on Sunday, the 90s are hitting.
Oh, yeah, it'll be summertime. What, tomorrow's the 19th? I think the 21st is, 20th or 21st is the first day of summer. I haven't done any more to my glass case there, so I gotta finish up on that.
Yeah, copy that. I've been looking at them Curio cans, but I've been looking for those small ones that'll fit. You know, and maybe I can put some of my stuff in there. I see one on there for like $50. It was pretty nice.
Roger, you have any old Minotaurs? I've got a gray one and a red one. The red one is from Richmond Lenox EMS. And the gray one used to be a Washington Township one that Ray Township got. Chris gave me the one from Ray Township, and then my cousin Jason gave me the one from Richmond Township.
No, I don't have one, but at Station 3, they got all the different painters that they had over the years.
Yeah, copy that. I've got the charger for the red one, but the batteries, they didn't last long. I think the last battery I got from Tim, or no, was it Tim? The guy that's a dispatcher for Shelby Township, that's got one of the old fire. He's got the Clinton Township old fire engine.
Oh, yeah, I forget his name. He's friends with my friend Jeff, yeah. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
So do you know
when exactly is the fire muster in Frankenmuth in July?
If I'm not mistaken, it's the last Saturday of the month of July.
Alright, we gotta mark that on our calendars. Either just you and I get together and do it, or if the girls want to go with us.
Yeah, couple of me and my friend Steve Tho from the water department. Me and him would go every year, you know. But we haven't gone in the last, I think, 3-4 years, because Jeff doesn't go up there with his truck. But I went up there not last year, but the year before I went up there when Dave had his truck up there. I went myself, and I didn't even think about it getting a hold of you. I figured I'd see you up there, but...
Copy that. You talking about Dave Watts?
Yes, sir.
Copy that. Yeah, hope he has. Haven't seen him around in a while, so hopefully he'll have his stuff there sometime.
Oh, he'll have it up there. He's up there all the. He goes every year.
Alrighty. So yep. So hopefully. Last time I was up there, wasn't that good of a turnout. They didn't have much vendors up there selling stuff. I think it was a couple of years ago, if not mistaken.
So anyways, the muster is July 26th. Yeah, the last couple of years it's been, you don't know when you go up there what's going to be there or not, but last year I watched the parade on YouTube, and it seemed like they had a decent amount of trucks.
Okay, yeah. Well, I went up to the Farmers Memorial there in Roscommon last year, and yeah, that was very sad. It was wasn't that great of a turnout. So hopefully this year will be because Pierce Hulk wasn't even up there, and they're usually up there every year. So hopefully they'll be up there this year. They're having a Dave Pace sent me that they're having a road rally again this year at Holt and Novi, and then they're having something on the other side of the state close to the end of the month.
Yeah, copy that.
Is there a break out there? Yeah, break for a moment. This is WSID 817, mobile and monitoring. Hello, Mike, WSDU 844. I think you were supposed to go swimming just yourself or with the dog? Sorry, Mike, you're not quite making it into the repeater. I hear that the Saginaw repeater is down, Chad was saying.
Yeah, I think I might have doubled on you there. The Saginaw repeater is down. I can't seem to get it. And I don't know how well I'm coming in either. Can I get a signal report?
Yeah, you got a lot of white noise in there, but I can hear you. I can understand you.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm seeing the radio up right. I'm terrible if possible. Maybe I should just monitor. But I'm having a good night. I'm over at 305. WSIH 305, and we're monitoring and we're swimming in the pool.
Awesome. All right. Well, tell 305 we said hi, and enjoy the swimming. Yeah, I just got done mowing the grass, and I'm in
in the house enjoying the air conditioning. So, all right, take care.
Hey, you take care, Sherman. Thanks for letting me bust in on you. But you can go back to your conversation. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Roger, roger. Good hearing from you. And like I said, tell 305 I said hello. So we'll talk at you later.
All right, Kev, I think I'm going to let you go there, buddy. You clear up the airwaves, so if anybody else wants to get in here.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. So, yeah, I'll probably talk tomorrow sometime, maybe. I might bring my radio to work, so I know what time you get off work. So if I'm not busy or anything, I'll try to give you a shout, or maybe the link will be on. But, yeah, have a good night, and be safe, and talk to you later. WSHR 566 clear.
Hey, roger, roger that, buddy. Good talking to you. And you and Tanya have a great night. Tell her I said hi and enjoy. And maybe we'll talk to you tomorrow. You take your radio with me, with you. I'll take mine with me while I'm working and turn on now and then. I'll give you a shout. So be safe and have a good night. I'll talk to you tomorrow. WSU 844.
WITT 959-566, you still out there?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to give you a little piece of advice with that that 5RM there. It does have banks, which is really cool because you can program it, you know, as you know probably by now already, for the GMRS and open it up for GMRS and all that and everything, and then that way you can use your banks to separate your ham stations from your GMRS. But you have to use the Bofang software, the programming software. You can't use Chime. For some reason, the banks don't work in Chime. But just wanted to throw that out there and let you know. WITG 959.
Yeah, copy that. I think I can just program it myself, too, like my 5RX.
Well, yeah, the only way you can actually use the banks is through the software. You can't program the banks in manually, though. That's the only bad thing. You have to use the software.
Copy that.
It's kind of like having zones on a DMR radio, which, like I said, makes it cool because that way you can just jump from one thing to the other without having to go through all of your channels to get to the GMRS, and then it'll go back all the way through your channels to get to the ham stations. It's just a cool little feature it has.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I'm going to have to get that cord for that to program it.
Well, if you've got any Bofang cable, programming cable will work on it. You probably know that already, too. They all work on it. The one cable works on every single one of them. But, yeah, like I said, just wanted to throw that out there. Have a good rest of your night, and I'm going to go back on the side monitoring here. WITG 959.
Thanks, 959, for the info. Yeah, you have a good night too, WSHR 566.
USBM 993, monitoring.
WSHW 556, USBM 993, copy?
Yeah, go ahead, 993.
Hey, how have you been? Haven't heard from you in quite some time.
Oh, I'm okay.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been on the radio. I've heard you every now and then, but I just haven't really had the time to actually sit and communicate with anybody.
Yeah, copy that.
Oh, nothing too much, just working and doing a little bit of fishing here and there. That's about it.
Ironic, I'm actually out here in Mount Morris with one of my buddies out fishing at a pond.
Oh, that's cool. You doing any good catching bass?
Well, so far I've caught a bluegill. My buddy, he's caught a couple himself, and he just had a nice-sized bass on the line that he just released.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I went out with my cousin down there, and he's got his boat down there in the Grosse Pointe Farms down there, and we went out to the South Channel because they say they were catching perch out there. I caught a couple of dinks, and then we decided to go into the Detroit River, and we caught three big walleye.
Yeah, that's definitely nothing wrong with that. So far, we've had some pretty
decent luck here at the little pond. I would go elsewhere, but anywhere around here, I don't know. St. Charles, on the other hand, I've caught some good fish in the entire river. Yeah, copy that. Yeah, them ponds are usually gold mines, man. You throw a bobber in there, within 2 minutes, you'll have a fish.
Yeah, we're not even using a bobber. We're just using worms, a hook, and a couple of weights, and we're still getting them every 15, 20 seconds between hits. It's been pretty busy.
Oh, that's cool. I bet you they got plate in there, too.
Yeah, so far no pike, if they have any at all. It's just a small trailer park pond, so I'm not sure if there are any in or not. Haven't seen any.
Yeah, they probably just got mostly probably largemouth bass and bluegill in there, maybe crappie, but mostly probably bluegill and largemouth.
Yeah, that's pretty much all we're catching, so that's probably the main three right there. You're probably exactly right on that one.
Yeah, copy that.
All right, it was nice talking to you. I heard you out on the air, so I figured I'd reach out and see how you were doing. It's been quite a while.
Yeah, copy that. Good for hearing from you. Hope to hear from you again.
Yeah, you as well. WSHW-556, clear, monitoring on your final.
Yeah, have a good night. I hope to talk to you soon, WSHR-566.
Kevin, you still out there, WSCM-993?
You call me, Chad, 566?
Roger, who was that you were talking to? They had very low modulation audio. I could really hardly even make out who they were.
I'm not sure. I could hardly hear his. It sounded like his handle was, I don't know, it can't be the same as mine, but his last number sounded like 566, but I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he had real low audio, real low modulation. Could barely hear him.
Yeah, he's probably trying to bounce off that Saginaw repeater, but it's not working.
Oh, nothing on Saginaw at all. That's completely down.
Yeah, I don't know what he'd be bouncing off then unless he's in an area. He said he was out fishing by a pond, so maybe there's a lot of trees or something around there.
I got me that. I was just curious. No big deal. All right, man. Sounds good. WSBM-993.
WSHR-566.
WSHU-855, radio check.
You're loud and clear.
WCHR 566.
Yeah, copy. Same to you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
USBM 993, mobile and monitoring. Saginaw repeaters back up.
WSHW 556, WSBM 993, copy.
93, well, hello Shane, long time, my friend. I thought maybe you left GMRS radio. Where are you been, on vacation?
I've been busier than usual lately. Certainly didn't give it up, just haven't really had the time to be on the radio lately. I'm just kind of out with one of my buddies fishing at the moment and heard you on the radio, so I figured I'd chime in.
Appreciate that. Always good to talk to you and hear from you. You still working the same job over there, or are you not there anymore?
I'm still currently over at Breakers. Don't plan on leaving anytime soon.
I copy that. Hey, question for you. Do you know how to, you said you work on vehicles, mobile mechanic, and, you know, you work on vehicles and stuff still, correct?
Yeah, I still do the mobile automotive work on the side. What's up?
Are you, do you have the right tools and capabilities to repair and fix a flex pipe on a vehicle?
That I unfortunately do not. I do have the cutting tools, I just don't have a welder. I have one, it's just 240, and the generator that I have is a different style 240 plug on it, so I can't use my welder. If I had the proper generator for it, then yeah, I could, but unfortunately I can't.
I mean, that, so you need a welder then to do it then, right? You can't do it without a welder?
Yeah, the way I've always done it, I would cut out the old flex pipe and measure up the new one and then just weld it in place of the old one.
Roger that. Okay, yeah, I was just curious or whatever. That's what I was inquiring on, so. All right, well, I guess if you can, you can. So it's all good, though. But other than that, you been not having any luck fishing today?
So far, I've caught a crappie, and my buddy's caught a couple himself, as well as three or four bass. So it's been going decent so far.
I got you that one. Well, hey, man, I appreciate you jumping in there and shouting out at me and giving me a call. I greatly appreciate that. It's always good to talk to you and hear from you. Hopefully we'll hear you out. Hopefully we'll hear you back out here a little bit more. For now, I guess you take it easy, enjoy your night, and we'll definitely talk again soon, I hope. This will be WSBM 993. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Well, I figure now that things are finally starting to die down on my side of things, I should be on the radio a little bit more, almost how I used to be, so I'm sure I'll hear you out there. If I do, I'll give you a shout. Definitely nice hearing from you. Have yourself a good, safe night. This is WSHW-556, clear and monitoring.
Yeah, 1993, clear. WSCI 847, WSCI 847, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, copy.
WSCU 844, looking for a radio check.
Well, hello, 844. How you doing? You sounding good at my end.
Is that Jack, grade 8?
WIUG, grade 8.
Copy that. Yeah, I just put my radio in the wife's car, my DB20 with my, Midland antenna. Going to be driving that for a little bit. My truck needs a new windshield, so wife is going to have someone come out and put a new windshield in it tomorrow.
Actually, it's sounding good, though. It sounds really good. Are you driving or are you not driving?
Nope, I'm sitting in the driveway in the wife's car. It's not a Midland, it's Nagoya 771, I think.
So you're on your handheld, Roger?
Negative, DB20. I just took it out of the truck and put it in the car.
So you got Nagoya 72 Maxim out.
Not matched, but yeah, I've got it on the back, on the roof of the back end of the car. So yeah, as long as I'm making a trip and I'm not going to overdo it, I'm making a trip. That's all that counts.
100% good. Your audio is good and your signal is good, 5x9. But if you drive, don't worry about a little bit about the Roger.
All right, thanks, Jack. The wife is yelling at me. I'm wasting her gas. I got the car on with the air on, so I'll let you go. So, thanks for the radio check, Jack. Have yourself a good evening. I hope you had a good Father's Day. WSCU 844. I'll be clear after your final.
Good Father's Day to you. Tell everyone Happy Father's Day. Anyhow, that was fast yesterday. No problem. Take care. WIUG 48.
Copy that. Jack, good talking to you. WSGU 844, and I'm going back in the house and monitoring.
WSIM 779 for signal check.
Yes,
779, I can hear you loud and clear. This end, Saginaw repeater here, WSBM 993.
Copy, thank you. WSIM 779 out.
WSHW 556, clear.
WSCI 847, WIUG 48, copy. WSCI 847, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WSID 817, WSBM 993 portable. WSID 817 from WSBM 993 on the portable. WSBM 993 will be clear and monitoring.
WSBI 847. WSTI 847, WIUG 48, copy. Right, one more time. WSTI 847, WIUG 48, copy.
Joshua, are you out there?
WIUG 48, clear.
How about you, Joshua?
And how you doing today?
Hey, okay, I was just talking to Ontario across the lake. They're on 6 meters, so it's quite evening here with some ground waves and sporadicity and everything going on, so it's an interesting night there, but...
Roger, that's good. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that one from you. Anyhow, it's all good tonight. The band is open tonight again. And I wish I'd talk to you a little bit later on tonight or tomorrow. You take care and have a good day. WIUG 48.
Okay, Jack, hey, I got the text on the hotspot. That's really nice. Got a good setup there, awesome setup. So, yeah, we'll talk again. You take care. No, I'll be around somewhere. WSAI 47 Cleveland, I'll be clear.
Joshua, can you hear me?
WRZF 865, monitoring.
DM993 portable monitoring.
What's up, Chad? How are you doing? You're not out driving, are you?
Oh, sir, I thought you'd be in bed already.
Yeah. Well, I'm out. I got the dogs. I was over at Lori's until like 9 o'clock, and then came back, fed the dog some dinner, and I figured I'd give him a few minutes to run around outside for, before we go to bed. This is WSID 817 for radio ID.
Copy that one. You went swimming over there today? How was the pool? How was the water temperature?
Yeah, they put in a brand new pool last year. It's a little in-ground pool. It's probably like 30, maybe 25 feet long, 20, 25 feet long. I didn't measure it. I'm just thinking of it. And then it's kind of like in an L shape. The temperature was like 80 degrees that the water was. So it was like, it was a very nice temperature. It didn't take long to acclimate to. You could just walk right into it. And then it was nice and cooling. There was a slight breeze going on. And the repeaters were quiet, and I was like, why is everything so quiet? Until one of my buddies keyed me in on another repeater, so, yeah. So that was interesting. I wonder what happened.
I don't know. I'm glad we're back up and running, though. I know that. Yeah, I heard you on the Mayville there. You were coming in fairly well for the most part. You know, you're definitely making it through okay. A little staticky, but other than that, you were beatable, and you were definitely making it in okay.
Yeah, I think I might be a little bit further away from Mayville than you, like ever so slightly further away, and hitting it with the HT would be pretty difficult. I didn't think it would. Like I told you over text earlier, I was like, I don't even think you'd make it that far, but sure, lo and behold, it did. I could probably do it with a base station, with like this Anytone or the Yaesu, I could probably do it no problem, but the HT would struggle for sure. So, yeah, all right, well, thanks for chatting with me for a moment there. I think I am going to go brush my teeth and get ready for bed. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear.
Roger that. 305 there, sure. Yeah, I think it's 305, Lori. She's still not really getting on too much, huh?
Well, it's pretty funny. Her husband just hates the radio, just hates it. And, he gets really annoyed at that certain things. It's pretty funny, but yeah, she still asks about you guys, and I let her know that everyone says hi every once in a while too. She wants me to go over there again tomorrow, and I'm probably gonna do it too because I think it's gonna be like 85 degrees tomorrow. to go swimming. I guess I'm going to have to figure out how to stay cool.
You got to get a pool at your house next summer, above ground pool, put one up. Maybe this summer yet, who knows? But, yeah, I hear ya. Husband, he's not really too friendly of a guy, I take it.
No, he's actually super friendly, so he's one of the friendliest guys I've met. I don't know why he doesn't like the radio in particular. But if you ever go over to their house, he always has a massive amount of food. And so you go over there, you better have an appetite because he's going to feed you. And you have to eat a certain amount of food to make him happy. It's kind of like a game. It's pretty funny.
Roger on that one for sure. Hear ya. All right, man. Well, I guess you'll be back to your office desk tomorrow morning again, signing back in with more meetings and Zooms and all that good stuff tomorrow, probably, I'm taking it. So other than that, I guess that's about it, man. Well, you have yourself a good night and all that good stuff, and we'll probably talk with you tomorrow sometime. 993, clear and monitoring.
Yeah, 73 is there, Chad. Have a good night. I'll be, I don't have any meetings in the morning. Well, I've got a meeting at 11, and I think that's the only thing, except for Ducky's evaluation at 2 o'clock tomorrow that I'm going to be going to. But I'll be on in the morning. This is WSID 817, clear.